This is the Cricket Minute and I'm Dr. V. Today is 15th of November. At Wankhede Stadium, India defeated New Zealand comfortably by 70 runs to reach the World Cup finals for the fourth time. India's victory was powered by several factors. The top 10, according to me, are number 1, Rohit Sharma's onslaught at the top. 47 runs in just 29 balls with 4 fours and 4 sixes, which laid a tremendous foundation. Number 2, Shubman Gill's unbeaten 80 runs off 66 deliveries. Number 3, the King of Kings Kohli's world record, 50th ODI 100. Number 4, Shreyas Iyer's electrifying 105 off 70, 8 sixes in it. Number 5, KL Rahul's quick fire 39. Number 6, Mohammad Shami's 7 for 57. Number 7, Kuldeep's miserly spell of 1 for 56 in 10 overs. Number 8, Jadeja's 3 catches in the deep. Number 9, KL Rahul's 4 catches behind the stumps. And number 10, the stadium was full of roaring fans painted in blue. The things that India will be worrying and would look into fixing before the finals are, number 1, their sloppy fielding. Overthrows to the boundaries, catches dropped by wicketkeeper Mohammad Shami and Rohit Sharma. And number 2, generosity of giving 29 extras, 19 of them in wides. For New Zealand, they gave a good fight. But the 3 significant reasons for their loss, number 1, losing the toss. Number 2, losing both the openers, Conway and Rachin Ravindra, inside the power play. Number 3, Kane Williamson's dismissal, which ended a brilliant partnership between him and Daryl Mitchell. Their partnership formed in the 8th over and terminated in the 33rd over, contributed a mammoth 181 runs for the 3rd wicket. The lone bright spot for Kiwis? Daryl Mitchell's masterclass 134 of 119 deliveries. More than the entry to the finals, this day, that is 15th of November, will be remembered more for Kohli's world record and Shami's mesmerizing bowling spell. New Zealand has been in the semi-final 5 out of the last 6 World Cups. They have to wait for another 4 years for their next hunt of the coveted World Cup trophy. For India, this is going to be the 4th final. Their first entry was victorious in 1983. In their second final entry in 2003, they lost badly to Aussies. And in their 3rd final at Wankhede in 2011, they defeated Sri Lanka to clinch their 2nd World Cup trophy. After 12 years, they are again featuring in the finals. Who are they going to meet in the finals? Aussies? South Africa? Aussie will be facing South Africa in the second semi-final at Eden Gardens tomorrow, that is 16th of November. Australia has won their last 7 games after losing to India and South Africa in their first and second league face matches. 7 continuous victories for Australia so far. South Africa also has 7 victories from their 9 league matches. Unlike Australia, their winning streak was only 4 as they lost to India in their penultimate game. So form definitely favours Australia for their 7 consecutive victories. Players to watch. Australia, that's Glenn Maxwell and David Warner. The bowler, Adam Zampa. For South Africa, Quinton de Kock and the bowler Keshav Maharaj. At Eden Gardens, out of the 4 concluded matches, team batting first have won 3 times. And the team batting second has won just once. South Africa has lost to Netherlands and India chasing. South Africa has just 1 victory chasing, that too against Pakistan by a very narrow margin. Based on the Eden Gardens record and South Africa's poor chasing record, South Africa is better off playing the first innings. If South Africa wins the toss, the contest is going to be very close with both teams having equal chances of winning. If South Africa loses the toss, Australia will have a small edge and will start the game as favourites. I am calling Aussies the winners. Let's wait and watch. Thanks for listening. See you in the next.